President Trump's address tonight is expected to be short, only about 8 minutes. In that time, he'll repeat that the nation is facing a crisis at the border. The president has even raised the prospect of declaring an emergency and get the military to build the wall. U.S. law does allow for emergency presidential powers, but as Elizabeth Goitein will tell you, invoking them is not a step to be taken lightly. Goitein co-directs the Liberty and National Security Program at NYU's Brennan Center.
He gets powers that Congress has granted in a number of different statutes, but it's important to remember that these powers are specific. They're not unlimited. The president doesn't get to do whatever he wants just because there's a state of emergency. And so really the question here is, are there specific statutes that would allow the president to do what he wants to do here, which is to build the wall during a national emergency? And there are a couple of laws that have been floated, but in my view, neither of those laws are a perfect fit. So there would certainly be legal challenges if the president were to rely on them, and it would be a real fight in the courts.
What checks and balances does the U.S. have on emergency powers in the White House?
Not enough. The actual discretion to declare an emergency is almost unlimited. I mean, Congress has not set any limits. Congress hasn't provided any definition of national emergency or required the president to make any showing. He can really just sign his name to a piece of paper.
In a state of emergency, I gather there are about 100 statutes that the president could invoke and use. Which of those statutes are you most concerned about?
The statutes that worry me the most are laws that allow the president to take over communication facilities. And, you know, in theory, depending on how broadly you read these laws, they could allow the president to shut down, I mean, not just radio stations, not just telephone lines, but potentially even internet traffic within the United States, or to assume control over internet traffic. There are also emergency laws that allow the president to take very drastic economic actions against Americans in terms of maybe freezing their bank accounts or prohibiting any other Americans from engaging in financial transactions with them without having to make any kind of showing in court, without having to prove that that American has done anything wrong. So I would say that those are the powers that, you know, keep me up at night.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how scared are you that President Trump will abuse emergency powers if he does invoke a state of emergency?
I'd say probably about a 9. And then there's the question of what that abuse looks like and how severe it is. You know, there are sort of petty abuses that have happened before. I mean, President Trump relied on the 9/11 state of emergency back in 2017 to fill a chronic shortage in Air Force pilots. That was an abuse of the 9/11 state of emergency, but it wasn't an abuse that anyone noticed. So I think it's almost a certainty that we will see misuses, abuses of emergency powers. You know, my concern is that they could be the kinds of abuses that really could undermine our democracy.
Elizabeth Goitein at the Brennan Center of NYU. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Let's keep all of that in mind as we get ready to hear what President Trump has to say tonight. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being with us.
PRI, Public Radio International.